Hello and welcome to Business Daily. I'm Manuela Zaragoza. Coming up, modern love in India.
We are still running experiments to see what would make dating palatable to Indians. Transplanting dating as it is in the West doesn't seem to be working.
That's not, though, what dating apps like Tinder and Bumble say. But are they driving change in India's dating scene or just part of it? That's all in Business Daily. But that didn't stop Tinder's American rival Bumble from launching in India earlier this year. Its app gives women a degree of anonymity. That's necessary, Bumble says, because many Indian women find they get stalked or trolled on these other social media accounts once they've posted on a dating app, even on one like Bumble, which is about dating but also about business networking and finding your BFF, your best female friend. But what about the elephant in the room? Caste. Most dating apps tend to ignore it, but so much of love and marriage in India still revolves around this stratification of society. There are often stories in the news of couples who are harassed or even killed for marrying outside their caste. Priti Joshi is Bumble's global strategy director.
We don't ask anyone what caste they are part of, and no one is asked to include that on their profile. When we spoke with our target users in market, keep in mind, you know, women and men between the ages of 18 and 35, everything we heard was that caste was not the most important, you know, driver or even indicator of a good match across any platform.
But it's interesting that you don't include that, given that it is a society where caste is still so important.
You know, so honestly, and, you know, I can speak a little bit from firsthand experience, but I would say that our target demographic is interested in astrology and in religion and is interested in kind of the lifestyle choices that their potential partner may make and making sure that that is congruent with how they live. As we did more research, we learned that the caste system just wasn't a top priority or a top decision maker for them.
Do you think that's because the people using the dating app Bumble are not looking necessarily for marriage, but are looking for, I don't know, just casual relationships, friendships, other things, whereas if your focus as a dating app was a long-term commitment to marriage, caste might be more important?
I think, first and foremost, what we will do is monitor user feedback, right? I mean, I'm curious myself to see if we get any feedback on that in the next year and if we need to change or add something to our platform. I think, though, you started to hit a little bit of the nail on the head, and not because we're a social network, and because even in our initial days of launch, we're seeing so many users using Bumble across all three of the modes, right? Across business, across BFFs, across dates. I think that our users in the community that's online are prioritizing just different characteristics, almost in who and what they're looking for.
But did it surprise you when you did your initial research before your official launch that in a society where caste is still so important, your feedback was from the people you were testing the product with that caste didn't matter?
You know what? I was really surprised by that, actually, because I'm a brown woman and non-residential Indian, so born and raised in the US, but my parents are from India, and I was raised with quite a bit of access to the culture, right, and the religion and the language. I speak Gujarati, and so I thought, oh, for sure we're going to need to add something around caste, or it's going to be something that is important to the community in India. But honestly, we pushed on it so hard with so many women in India, and it just wasn't top of mind, at least in this go-around. Now, let me tell you, if we hear from users that they want, you know, to add a badge or an area in the profile to denote caste, then it's something that we'll have to take into account. But yeah, I mean, I was definitely surprised. But, you know, after talking to users and hearing what they were asking for, it made sense to wait, right? And it made sense to see what more feedback looks like over the course of the next year.